Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're having this conversation off the air.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on the air with it, simply because there's a story out there of the Chrisleys. Now, I've never watched the show, but Jamie's a big fan of the show.
Well, I'm not big.
Well, you're a fan of the show. What happened?
I just got...
Did I not tell you that this humidifier that you bought for the studio is a waste of money? You've been shocked four times in the last 15 minutes. That is a piece of crap. It does not work.
You know what? And I told you, I said, listen, I'm buying this gigantic humidifier, and I like literally like believed in it. I'm like, this is going to change everything. And I got shocked over there. It was so loud that Carson actually asked me if I was okay. And then you go, see, it's all a scam.
Yeah. Look, when you literally reach down and touch the switch on the humidifier and get shocked,
yeah. It's bad.
That should tell you something. Okay? She was standing right next to it. She got shocked.
I feel like I've been bamboozled. Feel like in Colorado, I've been believing my entire life that I should have a humidifier to take away the shock stuff. And I just did a scientific experiment.
You've been shocked four times in the past 15 minutes, so that thing's not working.
I think that you're right.
You're getting more shocked with that in here than when we didn't have it.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't know what's going on.
I feel like you're right about this, that it's all a lie.
Yes, it's all a lie. Speaking of which, all being a lie, let's go back to this TV show.
Okay.
Well, it's now canceled, I guess,
yeah,
right?
All three of them.
So the Chrisleys. That's a married couple. He is bisexual, right?
Well, no, we don't know that.
Well, there's a story this morning that shows his gay lover.
Well, I know, but he is a homosexual, but he's hiding in the damn walk-in closet, okay?
Okay.
All the way in.
So I'm not allowed to say that?
No, because he's not out, and that's offensive. Cancel culture.
But the headline says bisexual,
well,
husband.
He's not.
All right, forget
okay.
That part of
okay.
It, okay?
All right.
Because it's not that important, all right? Here's a guy
it
and his wife.
It kind of is because it makes it more fun.
Will you make up your mind? Can I say it or not?
Sorry, go ahead.
Will you just stop?
Right.
Here's a couple that's got a TV show. In fact, two or three shows, okay? Very successful.
Since 2014.
But along the way, they have defrauded financial institutions to the tune of $30 million. And they've been caught. They live a lavish lifestyle on TV, and it all turns out to be fake.
Yeah,
right?
Bank fraud and tax evasion. And then my girlfriend told me that they added another one late. It was wire fraud.
Really?
Yeah. So
here's the story.
Todd and Julie Chrisley get their sentences following the couple's tax evasion and fraud convictions.
What we will not do is we will not break, because God didn't bring us this far to drop us off.
Todd sentenced to 12 years in prison. His wife, Julie, 9 years in prison.
Woo!
And both were given 16 months probation. Back in June, prosecutors said the reality stars engaged in extensive bank fraud and hid their wealth, all while flaunting their super lavish lifestyle on TV.
We signed up for a show that has entertained millions and millions and millions of people. But what we didn't sign up for is to be lied on.
At the same time, though, there have been reports of you having said, just fix it. Fix these documents. Fortify these documents.
That's not true.
Well, this is quite the legal mess.
Yes.
All right. So you're saying that you think that they actually believe they did nothing wrong.
Yeah. I do. I think that some people tell themselves lies for so long and they're like, oh, well, you know, that's fine. Or, oh, yeah, well, I think, yes, I believe in this disease.
It's called self-deception. You tell yourself a lie long enough that you actually believe it.
And it's a disease. It's not their fault.
$30 million. You've got paperwork that it's all a fraud. You're it's counterfeit stuff, and you're turning it into the bank. You're lying about your wealth to get a loan, and you know you've done something.
But
you don't
believe in that. But
do you
believe that there's a condition that where people actually have it and they don't even know they have it? You know what I mean?
No, I don't think there is.
I mean,
I know what you mean, yeah. But I don't believe in that. And I'll give you my story real quick. Okay? You remember the story of the University of Tennessee that I've always said I went to school there.
Yeah, and I think you do think you went there.
No. I know I did.
Oh, you did.
I know I did.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, I don't have a student loan.
Then
I never went there.
You don't have that disease.
No. All right. But remember, I used to show up at the alumni parties down in Tampa, and then one year they voted me as the president, and I'd never gone to school there.
Yeah.
And my whole fear was, oh my God, they're going to bust me one day. They're going to catch on, because I had this deflection I'd use, okay? When somebody'd come up to me and ask me about a teacher on campus, I would just quickly go to, let me buy you a drink.
Oh,
and that stopped everything.
Right.
Oh, thank you. And then I would just move on. I'd float the room. You know what I mean?
No, but float. But the difference is like when I first met you, you told me you went to Tennessee.
Well, I was lying to you too.
But it wasn't until Howie's like, he never went. I don't know why he does that. And I think after you tell the lie to yourself long enough, because I think when you throw on the orange, I think for a split second, you're like, I went there.
Yeah,
I went to Tennessee.
Something takes over your brain.
Yeah, and you think that you went there. For a split second, you have in your mind the campus, everything.
Because just talking to you, like in passing, before when I joined the show, I thought you went there.
Exactly.
I was fully convinced because you were all about Tennessee.
Right, see? And you lie.
Maybe I did go.
So here's one. Here's one that my son believes.
Maybe I just don't remember.
My son absolutely believes this, and he doesn't believe me that it never happened. Because it never happened.
What?
He said when he was 5 years old, we went to Big O Tires, and I left him in his car seat, and they raised the thing to go underneath it. And he was still in it. That never happened.
And he just rolled up on that.
He said, yes, Mom, I was like 5 years old, and I was still in my car seat or the booster seat, and you had him lift me up on that thing, and you forgot I was in there, and they were working on the car. That never happened.
You are a terrible mom.
It never happened.
You are the worst.
It
I
never
can't believe
happened.
You would leave a kid in a car seat.
He never
up on, what's it called? The jack of the, whatever it's in.
The lift.
The lift. I can't believe.
Well,
some mother you are. Oh, my God. Poor Ralphie. That kid should have been taken from you. He should have.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. Text 51059, the word Swift, for your chance for tickets.
Oh, I think they know.
Hey, isn't Ticketmaster being looked into by the feds or something? Did I see that story? I think they're being investigated over the Taylor Swift show.
Are they?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't know what happened. I don't know what went wrong. I just know it was a big Charlie Foxtrot, and I guess they're being investigated for some reason.
You know what concert I want to go to? And I'm sure you're going to call me a codger, and it's fine. I don't care. They're coming to Kansas City, and Kansas City's, see my finger is right over there. They're coming to Kansas City.
That's not Kansas City. That's the airport. That's DIA.
Okay, that way.
That way?
Yeah, that Kansas City.
That's Lyman.
Anyway, it is Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. And they're coming to Kansas City. Yes, it codifies me, but I don't care. When I was a little girl, I used to play the, Glass Houses album. I had the 33 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had a little microphone. And I knew every word to that album when I was so little.
Yeah.
Like, it was impressive.
Look, you know, everybody has their faves, okay?
When
you grew up, you're listening to...
Would you?
Yeah, go ahead. Fire a couple up.
Okay, what's the one? It goes something like that.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah.
You nailed that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, when is the show?
I don't know. But the coach of the Chiefs accidentally let it slip. Nobody knew they were coming yet. or something like that.
Oh,
yeah, tickets are already on sale.
I know,
people
but it
knew.
Was it was right before that.
Oh.
Yeah, and everybody went in a frenzy. Yeah. Why are you what's that look? Like why are you like
that? I hate Billy Joel.
What?
I'm just gonna be honest with you. Oh. I hate Billy Joel. Hate his music. No. I hate Piano Man. No. I hate all of it.
No!
All
he's
it.
So talented.
And Stevie Nicks wouldn't give you a nickel for her.
Oh my
music.
God.
I wouldn't give you a nickel.
What the hell?
No, I'm more into like Dre and Snoop Dogg. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I vibe
really?
With.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Sipping on ginger juice.
When I'm rocking, that's what I'm doing.
No, that is the only ticket that I really like. I mean, I like Taylor Swift, all that stuff. Boy, I will tell you this, though. At the American Music Awards, you guys, she needs to buy that thing on Amazon where it makes you hold your shoulders back. Because mm-hmm. she does this thing where her posture is poor.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I saw her going up on stage to do that acceptance speech, which she went up there, what, 3 or 4 times, yeah. I guess. But she does. She has a slumpiness to her.
Yeah.
Slumpy. She's hashtag slumpy twist. Or
and
Swift.
We're not saying anything bad about her, as all of you text the word Swift. Sorry.
No, but she does. She There's this, a posture thing
yeah,
about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's the only thing I'd change.
She can sure sing, though.
She sure can.
Oh, she can sing.
I think it was funny when our boss came in, and he was a verified fan.
No, I was not expecting that at
me
all.
Me either. I was like, don't tell anybody that.
He played it off
yeah.
as he was doing it for the
research.
Job.
Oh, it was research.
So yeah, that yeah. he could research mm-hmm. and see how this ticket thing was going with Ticketmaster, but he didn't fool us.
No.
We know exactly what he was doing. He's a Swift. He probably has been one for a long time.
Goodbye. Man, Mike's a Swifty.
He probably sat on there for like 5 hours
know,
trying to get tickets.
I know, he did for sure.
All right, let's talk about the World Cup, okay? I just saw a score. Game over. They played 90 minutes, which really, in reality, takes about 3 hours. The final score is 0-0. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, God, here you go. He hates
why?
Soccer. You guys, he hates soccer. I don't know what his problem is.
Like, how?
He just, it's not the world's game. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's the most popular sport out there.
Tanzania just played, oh, I don't know,
Denmark
yeah. okay? 0-0. That's the final score. 0-0. Fidel, can you explain to me where the excitement in that is?
Well, I think you have to get excited about like the chances at scoring, not just the scoring itself, but like how close they got to score.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
So I need to get excited over the fact they can't score.
Yeah. Like yeah! when they have like the corner kicks and all that stuff, and they do the sets, you got to get excited about their sets and all that.
Okay, here's a good example.
What?
Okay, you watch the most boring game in the history of television, which is golf. Why
no,
is it?
No,
why,
no,
wait,
no,
wait, wait,
no.
wait, 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 let me finish. Why is it they don't get holes in one more often? Huh?
No, golf is completely different.
Would you call that exciting, Spadil?
No, it's really boring.
I would never watch
exactly.
golf.
On every single hole you score.
You know, but
the whole idea is scoring. That's everything.
But why
in sports.
Don't they get more holes?
It's to have the lowest score you can get.
Right.
Yeah.
But
so you're going for the lowest score. That's
which
called
is not score. Scoring. That's low.
No, it is scoring. It's scoring.
Yeah, what? Exactly.
You guys.
Look, oh, I want the lowest score possible. Oh, that sounds like a fun game.
I will say this.
I mean, you take your 0-0 and think about golf, buddy. I want to score so low.
All right, I apologize. It's the world sport.
Thank you.
And it's very, very exciting. And
so
I can't
is golf.
Wait. I can't wait to see another game tonight.
So you didn't think that it was more exciting than golf? Come on.
No, not even close.
Oh, my
not even close.
God.
Every shot in golf means something. Every shot. In soccer, they just go back and forth, like rats.
But,
they just go back and forth, like mice in a cage, man.
But listen.
It's just nothing gets accomplished.
Their stamina and their athleticism, you know, that thing.
Athleticism.
That
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. And then how they fall down and they're hurt all
well,
the time.
Okay, I can't stand that.
Flopping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I give you that. I mean, they can run. They yeah. can run. They're
and
good runners.
And their acting skills, come
yeah,
on.
Yes,
Oscar
I
winning.
I will say Qatar looks like a wonderful.
It's Qatar.
Qatar looks like a wonderful place. It does. I mean, the skyline, it looks very rich.
Yeah.
It does look rich, but unfortunately, they're not nice people.
They're not?
Well, their government is not nice.
Yeah, they're not nice.
They're bad people. Yeah, I mean, the government. Just the government.
The government's bad.
They're very bad. But what are they calling it? Sports washing?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, sports washing. It's because we're so excited about the World Cup that we don't care about
overlook everything
else.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you don't like gays? Well, today it's okay. You know?
Yeah, because we're there for the sport. But only the sport.
After the game's over, then we're like, damn you people.
Yeah.
it's barbarians. It's called sports washing.
Yeah.
And it's a thing.
And that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, last thing about soccer. The hottest guys in any sport.
Really?
OMG.
I saw a couple of dudes yesterday. I thought they were hideous.
Really?
That one looked like a lurch out there.
Well, I'm not talking about Poland. They are.
Poland's about to play
Poland, I know Poland's a little.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are my people, so I can say that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, there you go. A sports update from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I think we covered the World Cup for you, right?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.